I want to send you out with one thought. Perhaps to help the gospel be a little more real. On the day of his resurrection, if you know the story, Mary had gone to the tomb expecting the stone to be there, not sure even what to do with it, and then discovered the stone rolled away. The other women took off and went back to the apostles, and Mary, meanwhile, was just beside herself. I mean, think about it. She adored Jesus. And she had followed him, and he had changed her life, and now he was dead. She'd spent the weekend mourning the loss, not even able to comprehend what had happened. She goes now to the tomb, and his body's gone. And from the perspective that she had that morning, great, what else? What else? Now his body's even gone. And as she sits there mourning in that garden near the tomb, Jesus shows up. Comes up behind her. She's still in tears. She thinks he's the gardener, which is just beautiful. And she says, "Sir, they've taken away my Lord's body, and I do not know where they have laid him. Tell me where he is so that I can go get him." "Tell me where he is." He says one word, "Mary." And instantly she knows it's him. "Rabboni," she says, and she turns around. The Bible doesn't tell us that she grabbed him. It tells us that Jesus said, "Stop clinging to me." She saw him. She knew he was alive. And she grabbed him and held on for dear life. And he said, "Look, I'm right here. I'm right here. Go tell the apostles. I'll see y'all in the Galilee." I think about that from time to time. That's what it feels like to know Christ is risen. Do you know he's risen? The kind of joy that Mary had in that split second, that's what we're talking about with the glad tidings of the gospel. That's the message we have. It is not a message to tuck away in an envelope. It's not a message to be ashamed of or afraid of. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, Paul said. Not ashamed. This is just good news. And think about it. If you were Mary on that morning and you saw him, and you were just overjoyed, what would you do? I'll tell you what Mary did. She went right back to the apostles and says, "I have seen the Lord." The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is our message into a very dark world. And we've got the good news. So let's tell them. Father, give us the passion. Give us the joy. Give us even that sense that Mary had. Jesus, when she saw you, fill us with that. Help us to embrace this message, to own it, and to take it into this despairing world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.